Questions that turn on your power, your personal power. What are the questions that awaken and pull things to yourself to become cause? To get access to your personal power? Agreement 1. Be impeccable with your word. Question: was I impeccable with my word? Agreement 2. Don't take anything personally. Question: did I take something personally? Agreement 3. Don't make assumptions. Question: did I make an assumption? Agreement 4. Always do your best. Question: did I do my best? More questions to ask. What could I be responsible for to get access to power? What am I doing? What am I assuming/thinking? What am I taking personally? What is my attitude? What am I expecting? What am I going for/intention? How wide am I looking? What am I stingy about? Where am I erring on the side of it's my way or the highway? Until you get responsibility good and going, nothing else can change in your life. Why? Because when you are not able to look at yourself as cause, you live like an effect, and the only power you have is believe in God, government, the goodness of people, and miracles. But you never have any power. What is power? I say it is grace and ease. Instead, most people live with force. They force, cajole, manipulate, extort, bribe, deceive, lie, sweet talk, deny, argue, justify, dominate, avoid domination. None of these are grace and ease, none of these are power. It is not an accident that David Hawkins wrote a whole book on force versus power. It is one of the most important human distinctions. Responsibility, the gene that allows for power, is in the off position for 99% of humanity, resulting in low vibration and force, resulting in unhappiness, life not working, life always enjoyed only at another's expense. The pleasure of a cheating spouse, the pleasure of a fat man's dinner, the pleasure of stealing, robbing, exploiting, controlling, suppressing, lording over, abusing, raping. Not happiness makers, even on the short term. We all live in a personal reality that has a tiny bit of reality and a huge dose of unreality, what we say about what is happening. What we say can be called the story we tell, the narrative, the meaning. And obviously our next actions will come from that personal reality that is not reality at all. Why do I say that? Because you could have 1,000 different interpretations, 1,000 different stories based on exactly the same happenings, and they would most be a likely story. And when you change the story, everything changes. Especially your feelings, your attitude, and what you'll do next. Responsibility, looking at things through questions that allow you to pull things that belong to you into the personal reality are key. When you ask those questions, essentially you change the story. Thus you change your personal reality, that we call occurrence around here. And when the occurrence changes, your life can change, little by little. Little by little you become a cause in your life. Instead of a hapless victim of a story that is automatic to you, given your upbringing, culture, your past. Watch this TED Talk. There is another exercise you can do, another way to make the story malleable, less rigid. It is to look at it through a different levels of consciousness, like David Hawkins does in this narration of Power versus Force. He looks through shame, guilt, apathy, grief, fear, desire, anger, pride, courage, neutrality, willingness, acceptance, reason, love, joy, peace and enlightenment. 48 Bach energies. Or you can use the 48 Bach energies and look and see through them. Even if you don't do it right, what you see will lose its rigidity, will become malleable, and you'll experience more power. And that is the purpose of responsibility, to give you power where you can use it. Where you have power. In what you do, think, say, in your attitude. When you pull back your attention and direct it to where you have power, your story, what you say, what action you take or avoid, identifying the feelings there, you gain power in the moment. If you do this, diligently, day in and day out, your life starts changing, first imperceptibly, and then dramatically. The art of raising your vibration with this method is to never consider yourself done. Every time I have a falling out with a person, or something doesn't go the way I wanted it to go, I go through these questions. I almost always find that my soul correction, which is uncorrectable, got in the way, I behave superior and condescending. In other instances, I discover that I assume that I communicate when what I am saying doesn't land. Thousands of different ways I can find that I can screw my life and my livelihood up. And going through this inquiry, I have a chance to put in correction, so next time it will be better. This is what I want for you. A life that is like dawn, gets brighter and brighter. If you are in one of my courses, you get all the help you need. If you aren't and don't want an intense one-on-one interaction with me, I understand. Talking to me is an acquired taste. After all, my spirit animal is the skunk. And yet, you may want to learn from me. The least involved method I know is to listen to my podcasts. Paid podcasts. They are more intimate and more detailed than my articles. I have two podcasts, one with Bonnie on Fridays, and one with Paolo on Tuesdays. They are perfect. Light and yet meaty. To listen to my podcasts, you need to have an account on my mobile app. An app that works both on iPhones, iPads, Androids, and also has a desktop version, but to be able to get it on the desktop, you have to activate your account on the phone. This is an inexpensive way to get acquainted with my style, learn deeper than my articles. And if you love it, buy more of my stuff. After you buy, I'll either send you a link that you can open with your smartphone, or you can ask me to create an account for you, and then activate it through your iPhone. That is when you get your login. Your 4-digit passcode. I have one client who doesn't have a smartphone, and I have even managed to get him an account. So nothing should stand in your way. The Friday Podcast. Better for beginners, https://www.yourvibration.com/new-podcast. The Sunday Podcast, Tuesdays, https://www.yourvibration.com/sunday. P.S. Of course there are more questions you can ask. Here are a few examples. Ask, what am I committed to here? If you did a course or read a book, you can ask yourself, am I using what I learned, or am I doing what I have always done? If you had a capacity activated, you can ask yourself, am I expecting the capacity work on its own, or am I doing what I need to do to make it work? If and when you are procrastinating, you can ask yourself, what is the worst thing that can happen if I do this wrong? Or, can I just do it for 5 minutes and not more? What would happen if I committed to not do it at all? And call it a day, a month, a life? Done and over? Or if something isn't clear, have I looked everywhere and it is still not working? Or, am I looking in my memory, in my mind, when it is clear that I will find nothing useful there? You see, the access to power is asking these questions, and taking what belongs to you. So do it. If you want power. That is. PPS, when things are not working, you can look at your integrity. Your most frequent and unrecognized reason your integrity is out and therefore things are not working gets uncovered by the question, what is my context for this task? Is it empowering?